All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we're talking about being happy on purpose. Steps that we can take deliberately to be happy, to experience happiness, and maybe even greater levels, a greater intensity of happiness. I was talking about that investment in happiness, and I was sharing that with our teens. And, you know, the thing about investing is this. You know, you're at work, you're on your job, and you decide, you know, you talk with human relations, whoever, and you set up your investment account. And have you ever noticed that you are very, very rarely miserable as a result of the fact that you're investing in your mutual funds, you're investing in your, in other words, you're not walking around with your head hung down and your lips drooping just because you're investing some of what you have instead of spending all that you have, that you make. I mean, so this is my point. Think about this. You decide that you're going to delay sexual gratification for marriage. And you consider that, as it really is, an investment in your future happiness. Because you've heard about the studies, the surveys, the interviews, where people talk about, married people talk about, how engaged they were sexually before they married and the problems that earlier activity is causing the marriage. Not for just one day, not for just one week, not just for one year, sometimes for years in the marriage. The earlier activity is causing problems. And so all that time, without realizing it, people were taking away from. They were spending all that they had, or they were spending much that they had in the way of their freedom, their desire, their ability to engage in sexual activity. They were spending it while teenagers. They were spending it while young adults. They were spending it while they were single. And when they got married, all that they had spent previously, they found, took away from what they could have been experiencing in the marriage. Yeah, they were having fun, but listen, here's the thing. I guarantee you, there are plenty of people who are virgins who can tell you they enjoy life. They enjoy their lives. There are times when their hormones are flowing and they desire to engage sexually too, but they exercise that discipline that it takes to keep investing. Just like the person who says, man, I really would like to buy that car, or I'd really like to buy that suit, or I'd really like to buy that flat screen TV. But no, I've got to keep investing. I've determined that I'm going to invest because there's something that I want down the road that's even more important to me than this. And so I'm going to continue to be disciplined so that I can get the return on this investment that's more important to me than what I could get if I just spend now. And people spent now so that they could enjoy whatever pleasure now. And when later came, they had less to contribute because they had been spending so much along the way. See investment and happiness as a very real thing, because it is real. We exercise the discipline that it takes to delay gratification for now because we're setting aside energy and passion for later. And can you imagine what it's like if, you know, this may not happen, but if the man and the woman who come together had both made that decision earlier in life that they were going to invest in their happiness so that when the time came for them to cash in, to begin to make withdrawals, from that in which they had been investing for years came, they would have an even greater level of pleasure, a greater level of happiness. I'm telling you, there's something to it. And that is something that we can do on purpose. So when you think about happiness, don't just think about happiness now. Also think about happiness later, happiness in the future. Not just present happiness, but also future happiness. All right. We had talked about this whole thing of, you know, much of what we're talking about now being simple and free. Well, that investment process that I just talked about is simple and free. You don't have to pay anything for it. Just exercise, discipline, and commitment. Now, what about this? More small pleasures. We talked about the significance of meditating. So if you develop that lifestyle of meditating, you'll automatically begin to notice and savor life's pleasures more. But there are other things that you can do to increase your awareness and your enjoyment. And one of those is to adopt enjoyable daily rituals where you deliberately build moments of enjoyment into your day with pleasurable rituals. This can be something as simple as just taking your time enjoying whatever it is that you really enjoy drinking. In the morning, some of you really enjoy coffee. Some of you really enjoy tea. Some of you enjoy fresh squeezed lemonade. Whatever it is, your latte, whatever it is that you really enjoy drinking, if you can just set aside enough time in the morning at the start of your day to just take your time and enjoy that, it can really add to your happiness. What about a short stroll in the sunshine during your lunch hour? Or playing with your dog when you get home? Something that you enjoy, something that you appreciate. Simple, free, but pleasurable. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Talking about being happy on purpose. We'll get to that another time. Up next, though, let's talk about our water and some other things. Back in a few.